Hello, this is Mitch Anthony. Thank you for this opportunity to introduce the Daily Dose. It seems like daily we are bombarded with bad news and negative reports. It takes real intent and purpose to keep proper perspective and a healthy attitude. I developed the Daily Dose because I know there are millions of people, like myself, who have chosen to be positive and constructive each day of our lives. The Daily Dose is a feature that helps us to set our emotional and intellectual compass each day. In just over a year, this program grew from one station to over 150. This confirmed what I believed. People are hungry for positive programming. With the Daily Dose, you not only do your listeners a service, but you also provide an opportunity for advertisers who want to promote positive service and ideals. Following are three samples. I hope to have the opportunity to work with you and to share these messages with your community. The Shave for Dave. Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. I hadn't seen Steve, a high school teacher, for a number of months and hardly recognized him because he had completely shaved his head. "What's with the hair?" I asked. "Oh, that? It's a short story," he punned. "Well, tell me about it." Well, a friend I teach with, Dave, just found out that he has cancer. Obviously, this has been a hard time for him. One of the things he was really struggling with was his hair loss as a result of chemotherapy. He was embarrassed about it and quite hesitant about coming back to work this way. He paused and then continued. So, before he came back, I asked all of the other male teachers if they'd be willing to shave their heads as well so that when Dave came back, he wouldn't feel so alone. We called it the Shave for Dave. The day Dave came back, you should have seen his shock, as almost every male teacher he met was sporting the same look he was. Dave now knows he's not alone in his struggle. I was so grateful to hear this unusual story. Steve is a shining example for all of us that with a big heart and a little creativity, we can make a big difference in the lives of those who suffer. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. Healthy Smiles. Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. Friends, today I want to talk with you about a very serious health issue. It may be one of the most neglected but most important areas for our physical well-being, the zygomaticus muscle group. Yes, you heard right, the zygomaticus major muscles. When not properly exercised and nurtured, these muscles can atrophy to the point that we become absolutely miserable. Science has discovered that these zygomaticus muscles are connected to the thymus gland, whose function contributes to a healthy immune system. So the zygomaticus muscles can actually help defend us from a potential illness by bolstering our immune system. They have even discovered a link between exercising the zygomaticus muscles and positive emotions and mood. Amazing that we haven't heard about this until now. We've heard about fat, we've heard about cholesterol, we've heard about exercise in general, but no one until now has told us how important a daily exercise routine of the zygomaticus muscles are to our health. And you can exercise them at work, over dinner, with the family, or while you read a book. What are the zygomaticus muscles, you ask? Well, those are the ones that, they're the ones you use to smile. Now go get some exercise. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. Destroy your enemies. Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. At the end of the Civil War, as the North was overwhelming the South, carpetbaggers and scalawags moved in to exploit the Southerners' extreme lack and deprivation. A contingency of Southern leaders, outraged at the situation, requested an audience with Abraham Lincoln, which he, to the dismay of many, granted. The Southerners voiced their anger and outrage. The soft-spoken president listened and sought to understand their plight. After the meeting, the president was cornered by a zealous congressman who said, "How dare you? How could you? I would string them all up to hang until dead. I would destroy all of our enemies." President Lincoln responded, "Congressman, I admire your fervor, but you must pause and ask yourself this. Do I not destroy my enemies by making them my friends?" From one of history's most brutal conflicts and one of history's greatest minds, comes one of life's greatest lessons. Friendship is the answer to our greatest conflicts. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.